Hey, welcome back to Endpoint TV. Today I've got just a nice little treat for you. I was writing something the other day where I had a workflow with an activity where I wanted to have an in argument and I wanted to make it optional. So you could pass a value to this argument or not pass value. It's up to you. And then I got into my code and I realized that I needed to know if you pass a value or if you didn't. And if I call the inArgument.get method, I found that it just returns the default value of whatever the type is. So if you were doing an int, and I call inArgument.get, and you didn't supply an expression, inArgument.get would return me a 0, because that's the default value for an int. Now, most of the time that's totally fine. But what if I said, well, really, the default value for my int is 1. And if I get a 0, I don't know if it's because you gave me a 0 or if you didn't supply anything. Because if you didn't supply anything, I want to use 1. If you did supply a 0, I want to respect you and use your 0. You see the problem? So I got to messing around with this, and I found it's actually kind of tricky to find the information about how to do this out in the world, and it seemed like a common enough thing that people might run into. I thought I would give you a good little sample to show you this. All right, so here's my sample activity. It is a code activity that returns a string. And it has a couple of properties, and you see here's the optional one. So it's an in argument of int. It's an optional one. And then there's a required argument, which is an in argument of string. Now, for the optional one, I've added this default value attribute just because I wanted to show something. This attribute, you might think when you see it, oh, well, default value will set the default value of this property. Not so. Not so. This attribute has only one purpose. And its purpose is that when this type is serialized to XAML, it will look at the value of this property and say, if the value is the default, then it just won't serialize anything. So it makes your serialized XAML a little smaller, a little faster to serialize and deserialize. So it's a good idea to use it if you know what the default value is, but it doesn't really give you a runtime default value. And so I have solved this problem by adopting a convention. All right, so here's my convention. I'm going to declare a const here, which has my optional value. That's the default value I want to use. And then I set that in the attribute, so that way I'm sure that the attribute will respect the default optional value. Now at runtime, when I need to execute, I have to do a little bit of work here. So the first thing I want to do is, well, let me go get that value from the in argument. So I say optional arg.get context, and it gives me back a number. And then I could say, well, all right, if this number is 0, it could be 0 because you didn't give me an expression, or it could be 0 because you did give me an expression, and that's what you want. So in this case, I'm trying to tell the difference between those two. So the second thing here, I say, well, if the expression is null, like you didn't supply an expression, then I want to use my default optional value instead. Okay, and then I'm going to return a string that says what it is. Now, you know me, I like to use unit tests to verify all of this. In fact, I wrote my code using a test first style development. So in my test project, I'm using the Microsoft.activities.unit testing to give me a little insight. So I knew up a workflow invoker test. I test the activity, and then I just make sure that it gets the values I want. So here's a test where I say, when you only provide the required arg, the optional arg should be the default value. All right, and so then I have tests where we should, where if you do provide an optional value, we use it. And then I found some interesting things about how you new up the arguments. So for example, you see that if I new up an argument like this, where I pass in to the property a value, kind of this sort of initialization, this counts as an expression. But if I new it up by creating a dictionary, so in this case I create a dictionary of input objects, this does not count as an expression. That's a little bit tricky. Let's run our tests and take a look. We see that they're all passing. So that's cool. And then the other thing you can do is, if you want to run, I made a little console app so you can run it. So if you invoke with no arguments, because we had a required argument, you get an exception. If you invoke with only the required argument, we use the default value. If you supply a default value, then we use the default value. Now, I got to thinking about this little guy here, and I started to refactor, and I said, I bet I could implement this with generics. I mean, after all, if you can solve this problem generically, then you solve it for a string, a date time, or whatever, right? And so I implemented it generically, and then I thought, how can I share this generic thing so that it's very useful for everybody? So I decided to create something amazing. All right, so here's the amazing thing. Look at this little bit of code. Now, in this case, I just call optional arg.get, and I pass in a default value. Now, where does this come from? Well, I've created a new library that's available on CodePlex, on our wf.codeplex.com site. It's called Microsoft.activities, and so I have a reference to that. And here in Microsoft.activities, I'm calling another overload, this time on context. And here in the context, you'll see some very familiar code. It's exact same thing, only done in a generic way. So I just look to see if the value that you gave me is a default and you didn't supply an expression, we just use the default value. Same thing. And what's really cool is that I can run my unit test and see that now when I'm using the extension method, it works totally fine. So that makes life a little simpler. If I wanted to supply an optional value, that's a default value that's different than whatever default of T would be, this overload gives me the ability to do it. And I published this little sample up here on CodePlex, and so here it is, WF4 optional in argument sample. I have a link with this episode. For Endpoint TV, I'm Ron Jacobs.